Hi, this is Brady Gaster, and today we're going to talk about authenticating against a Windows Azure website using your Office 365 credentials. First thing I'm going to do is log in to my Office 365 account using my organizational account, meaning the domain that I have it set up on. Go ahead and log in here. I'm going to go over here and click Domains, see my domain list. You can see that I've only got one. It's bradygaster.onmicrosoft.com. I'm going to go ahead and copy that. I'm going to use that in a moment. Now I'm going to log out of here. Just wanted to show you my domain there. I'm going to log into the Windows Azure portal. First thing I'm going to do in here is I'm going to create a new website. I'm going to create that website in the West region. That's where I live. Click Create. I'm going to call it My O365 Demo in the West and hit Create. Now that that's creating, I'm going to click it. I'm going to download my publish profile because I'm going to use Visual Studio here in a moment. I'd like to be able to publish this with ease, so I need that publish profile. So I'm going to open up Visual Studio now and create a new MVC4 web application. I'm going to select the Internet application template. And the first thing I'm going to need to do is I'm going to go over here to the properties and I'm going to make sure that I'm enabling SSL because we're going to be using OAuth coming back from Office 365. I'm going to copy that SSL URL, go into my web project properties, scroll down here until I get to the project URL. I'm going to paste that in because I want it to fire up on the SSL. And I'm going to do enable Windows Azure authentication. I'm going to type in my O365 domain. It's going to ask me to log in using my O365 credentials. Now it's actually going to put some stuff into my project, specifically a couple of config settings. There we go, I'm already ready to go. I'm going to go ahead and hit run in Internet Explorer here. And you'll see the first thing I'm going to be done is redirected to my login page. Now I've got to log in and you'll see, here we go. See, I'm logged in as my O365 account directly onto my localhost site. Now I'm going to open this web config up and I'm going to scroll down and I'm going to change one of the configuration settings, specifically the one in the WS Federation node. I'm going to scroll over here and you'll see that I've got localhost set up. I'm going to change that to be my live site that I just created out in Windows Azure Websites, my o365demo.azurewebsites.net. I'm going to save that file. I'm going to go ahead and right-click and say Publish. I'm going to import my publish profile that I just downloaded from the portal. There it is. Click OK. Now I'm just going to go ahead and click Publish. And that's actually going to publish the site out to Windows Azure Websites. And the first thing it's going to do again is it's going to redirect me to the login page, specifically on the MicrosoftOnline.com site. I'm going to enter in my Office 365 credentials here. Go ahead and click Sign In. You'll see again now that we've redirected to our site. And I'm again logged in. So I've actually used my O365 credentials to log into a local site and to a site on Windows Azure Websites. And I want to point out this URL right here. There's an extension for Visual Studio that you'll have to grab, and this is the URL for it. And the URL will also be on the Channel 9 site for this video. You install that, you should be able to do this publishing pretty easily. We have some new great features coming out in Visual Studio 2013 pretty soon that'll make this process even easier, if you can imagine that. And I hope that you enjoy it, and that if you're using Office 365, that this will be a nice benefit for you. Thanks a lot. Have a great day.